This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, what I think is cool, you guys may think is creepy, and it's that whole tomato-tomato thing, and this is cool, and it is creepy. Maybe some creepy things are cool, and maybe some cool things are creepy, but there's a man who is having his genes edited inside his body. And to do this could potentially open up amazing possibilities for people with these diseases that devastate them and all gene activated. And since if we could play around with the genes, I know there's going to be some ethical issues with this, and I know it does. It freaks me out a little bit. I mean, I would love my genes edited to be a real blonde. I would love to be a real blonde. I would love to have a smaller waist size. I'd love to have a butt that's smaller. I mean, if you're going to gene edit, I mean, think of the marketing capabilities. I wouldn't need plastic surgery. Just change my genes to, you know, make my boobs different. I come from a family where we're really kind of large, very curvy, and I really want to know what gene that is. Okay, it's probably called the booby gene, I mean, my guess. And even though I really wouldn't want that manipulated too much, it would be interesting to squeeze out as much as we can from, you know, what that does in terms of cancer, in terms of, you know, putting you at risk for obesity and diabetes and a variety of other things, not just breast cancer. So I don't know. I believe gene editing could be one of the ways to combat some very devastating diseases, including cancer later. So let me tell you what's going on with this guy. He's 44 years old. His name is Brian Madu. And apparently he was hooked up to an IV for about 3 hours. And this clear liquid through the IV dripped into his arm. And I guess it was supposed to end with a precise insertion. I guess it was supposed to be a insertion of a gene that Madu, I don't know, I don't speak French, has lacked since birth, all right? And he needed a gene inserted into the DNA of his liver cells. Why he has Hunter syndrome? Now, Hunter syndrome, we've talked about on the show before, it's a genetic disorder where you have joint stiffness, breathing problems, developmental delays. He's had over 26 surgeries to deal with these various problems throughout his life, etc. And they wanted to test what happens if they manipulated this gene. So the Associated Press broke the news of this, and it was an infusion. Okay, they didn't have to go in with a scalpel. And he is the first patient to be treated in a clinical trial from Sangamo Therapeutics. It's using a microscopic gene editing tool called zinc finger nucleases, or nucleases. And this alters the DNA inside the bodies of patients. And this is being reported by TheAtlantic.com if you want to read about it. And so Sangamo is dealing with this technology, and the company is currently trying to look for patients who have hemophilia B and Hurler syndrome for a couple other clinical trials to use these zinc finger nucleases. And gene therapy is where what you end up doing is if you're missing a gene, all right, and that's why you're having developmental delay, or that's why you're having, you know, lack of certain metabolism processes or a variety of different things. If you are able to put that gene back in there, then you have the expression of that gene, and then certain processes will then hopefully come to fruition. Now, this sort of therapy has been around since 1989. And they say what makes Sangamo's treatment different, and this is like a big commercial for them, but I guess you know, they deserve it if this works, is very, very precise. Past, I guess, gene therapies used retroviruses. They insert genes kind of in random places and hope that the places that they go into are the right ones. They say, unfortunately, sometimes they could put, you know, retroviruses with the unpredictability could sometimes put a gene in a place that could cause cancer. So it's risky. Yet Sangamo's zinc finger nucleases, I love that name, zinc finger, are engineered to find a specific stretch of DNA where they could kind of scooch their tushy into and get in between and then put and then place that gene in there safely. They say Madhu's infusion contained billions of copies of the gene he was missing, as well as these zinc finger nucleases that allow nuclease. Ace is like an enzyme, so basically I bet cuts the nucleic acid in an area where then you can insert the gene. They say zinc finger nucleases are also distinct from CRISPR. CRISPR is another gene editing tool that's supposed to find precise stretches of DNA, and CRISPR has not reached human clinical trials yet. Although I do have a bunch of fruit in my CRISPR at home. I try to make the stuff, you know, this is too tech for me. So, trying to make, you know, a little refrigerator humor. Anyway, Sangamo had previously used zinc. Okay, you guys will think my jokes are funny later. Sangamo has previously used zinc finger nucleases to edit immune cells taken from HIV patients. Once those gene-edited cells were injected back into the patient, they became resistant to HIV infection. Okay, now this is what kills me about this. If they're able to do that and make people resistant to HIV infection, then why are we hearing about it? Why isn't that being done like now? You get all excited. We start to salivate with all these, you know, advancements and, you know, all these new treatments, and then you hear all the success. And then you're like, well, where's the treatment? Why isn't this being marketed? Well, sometimes you can have the science, but it doesn't necessarily mean there's a lot of practical uses for it. To me, make this practical. I'll find the practicality if you need to. So they say now Sangamo is inserting zinc finger nucleases directly into the body to do the editing, and this could be pretty cool. Now, for Madhu, it won't reverse all the damage to his body, but it can halt the progression of the disease, possibly extend his life. Very, very cool. So, you know, we could maybe, you know, do this later for kids that get born with these syndromes, you know, such as Hunter syndrome or et cetera, Prader-Willi, any of these, where these kids end up having major deficits and issues. So, fantastic technology. Pretty cool. And I guess I need to learn more about genetics so I can speak about it more competently. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, when you and I went to school, or most of us when we went to school, we had, like, science, we had math, we had social studies, we had English. Some of us, it was even called arithmetic and not even math. All right? Well, then, as our kids started to go to school, we heard this term STEM. You guys have heard this term STEM, especially younger folks out there. I guess STEM is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And we started to see programs in school kind of separate curriculums, divide curriculums such that they can have those that want a proficiency in STEM to be able to pursue those, sometimes very individually and sometimes as a group, and those who want to pursue more of the arts can pursue the arts, which is fantastic. But right now, one of the nation's priority in education is to make us more proficient in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, because it's supposed to be vital in generating economic growth, advancing scientific innovation, education, creating good jobs, and, you know, it, trust me, it's my favorite, they're my favorite fields, but, you know, how do we get more kids interested in this? Well, my next guest, absolutely phenomenal. I love him. He's chair of the American Chemical Society. He works to encourage Nevada students to study in Nevada and pursue scientific careers, you know, with STEM education advocacy, curriculum reform. His name is Andrew Coates. He's also an attorney, also an MBA. This guy has so many credentials. I mean, he's going to end up taking over my show and I'm going to get fired. But welcome to the show, Andrew. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and your show is safe. You're doing a fantastic job, and there's no way I could fill in your shoes.
Yeah. Okay, well, good. Thank you. All right, well, you do have a JD, and trust me, people love hearing lawyers. All right, so with your tell us, what is your take on, right now, the state of education in America?
Well, we're lagging behind, we're falling behind, but we have great potential to catch up and, you know, go full steam or full stem ahead. yes.
I like that.
There's a lot, you know, you stated what the stakes are. I mean, an education in science, engineering, technology, math, that can prepare you for so many things and that can be so beneficial to our economy and helping us keep an international competitive edge. And, you know, now is the time to really step up and do it, and I think we as a nation can get this done.
So let me ask you something. Are we noticing that, is it that more children just gravitate to the arts? Is it that many children just find STEM, you know, subjects very difficult, and do we have a lot of children that are undecided? You know, why is there such a need for advocacy of that? When I was growing up, I was bored to death by Shakespeare. I hate to say that. I understand the stories were interesting, but I loved anything that was science. What's going on here?
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't think kids have changed really that much. In the numerous, you know, chemistry experiment demonstrations that I have been to and have done myself through my work with my organization, with kids of all ages, I've never seen a lack of interest. So you've got to wonder, you know, if it's something in the education system itself rather than the kids. I think children are as interested in science as ever, but maybe they're not getting quite the right introduction to it at the right time. I mean, what really happens is what we have, chemistry is introduced to us in high school when we are in 10th grade or 11th grade. At that point, it's, you know, it's too late. I think you need to introduce the periodic table of elements, you know, in grade school. And, you know, science is fun, and kids will see it for what it is, and with the proper exposure, you know, they're going to latch on to it, and we're going to have a lot of little Einsteins in our country.
True that. Andrew Coates is joining us. He's the chairman of the American Chemical Society of Southern Nevada. By the way, with that, you brought up the periodic table. Okay, when I was in high school, so we're talking the 1980s, you know, because it's a theater. All right, anyway, so while I'm Michael Jacksoning my way through chemistry, again, I was a sophomore. You're right, I didn't even get exposed to it, and that was honors chemistry, so I got it a little earlier than others as a sophomore. But the periodic table had, I forget how many elements, and you had to memorize it, you had to fill it in. Now, there's like all these new elements there, and I don't even think the kids have to memorize the periodic table, which, by the way, I thought was pretty fun. How often do they add chemicals to the periodic table?
Well, that's hard to say. I mean, new chemicals are popping up all the time, and it's not just discovery, it's chemicals that are created. And oftentimes, you know, some were created a few years ago, but they're still working on the name. So that's a really hard question to answer, actually, because you just never know when a new element's going to be found.
Well, you know, you have a lot of juice over there, so with the next chemical, can you ask them to name it like a Dahlia something, you know, put it on the right, obviously, side of the table, and I don't know, maybe it's a chemical that causes googly eyes, but I would really love a chemical named after me if you could do that for me.
I think the periodic table of elements would consider that to be a great honor.
You know, it's interesting. You said, you know, maybe it's the way we're introducing it to children. You know, when I was younger, you had science fairs. And, you know, I noticed with my children, and, you know, I think there was just one science fair that one child did, and then they stopped science fairs. And I don't understand that, because that allowed children to come up with their own project. Like, for example, one family, what they did is they took cereal and they took magnets. and they were able to draw out the iron from the cereal with the magnets. I was like, that's brilliant. Another science fair project that they did in Holland was having a Wi-Fi router and plants nearby and seeing at what, how much distance from the Wi-Fi router to the plant die. That I guess 5 feet was, but not 1 or 2 feet. Why are they, I mean, why aren't we seeing more of that?
You know, I don't know, and we have to. We need to bring back the science fair and the chemistry set. I mean, chemistry set should be part of, you know, grade school curriculum. Introduce kids to that. They will love it.
Exactly.
So, yes, absolutely. But we do need more science fairs. Those should be a regular occurrence and, you know, regular and often.
Now, you're very instrumental now in the college community. You are going to be running for board regent at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, which is my alma mater. So I'm glad I'm still standing after I graduated there. What does a regent do?
A regent,
I know what a regent is, but yeah, go ahead. I almost called you a regent.
Yes,
sorry.
My mom's a chemist, and she keeps calling it the Board of Reagents, and I have to correct her every now and then. Yes. So it's like a corporate board of directors, one might say. There's 13 regents, and they actually don't just govern the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, but every single campus in the Nevada system of higher education, UNR, UNLV, the state colleges, the community colleges, the Desert Research Institute. So it's very integral. They manage that budget. They hire administrators and provide, kind of overwatch of how resources are spent, making sure we're good stewards of taxpayer dollars. So, yes. And also constituent service. So we are elected by district. My district is number 12. And so, you know, you got to be there for your constituents as well if they have a problem within the university system. And
well,
people may think that, you know, go ahead.
No. So I was going to ask, what do you think is kind of most pressing that universities such as UNLV or other universities need to address?
Well, we have to actually make sure our kids in their primary education are prepared to go into college, actually. And so we need to, you know, first of all, hopefully work with the local school districts to do that. We need to have, you know, clear channels of communication rather than, you know, putting up walls. And then we need to, you know, I would say focus on, you know, striving for excellence with UNLV and UNR, and then we need to give the community colleges and state colleges the resources to provide accessibility for students who want a college education throughout Nevada. So we're looking for academic accessibility and academic excellence.
Can I ask you a personal question, Andrew? We're speaking to Andrew Coates, who's actually going to be running for University Reagent at UNLV. When you were in law school, did you guys make fun of us in medical school? Did you look at us medical students? Because I think you guys have it harder. Well, I don't know.
I wouldn't want to take the MCAT.
Oh, man, no, I would not want to take the bar. I mean, I go to a bar. Yeah. I would not take the bar. All right. Andrew Coates, thank you. How can people find you and help you out with your amazing campaign?
Well, thank you so much for asking. My website is coatesfornevada.com, and that's the number 4 in coatesfornevada.com. Mm-hmm. I also just started a Twitter account. I'm learning the ropes for Twittering, and that's also at handle Coates. Number 4, Nevada. So thank you, yes. Love to hear from you. Any suggestions you may have?
Absolutely. No, just please keep up the good work. Thank you so much. Andrew Coates, we'll definitely have you back. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. We'll tell you what the difference is between a post and an advanced directive. You guys need to hear about this. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, a subject we don't like to talk about is what we want medical professionals to do when we can't make the decision for ourselves. And I've told everybody I know, full court press, just, I don't care if you need to make me bionic, but I don't want to leave this earth. I don't. God forbid, it's my time, I'm going to fight it. Because, you know, I'm not going to heaven, I'm going to hell. So, I mean, there's really no incentive for me to leave this world. So, just, you know, please, you know, nail me to the hospital bed and don't let me go, please. Because I'm really kind of nervous about where, you know, what's going to happen with me from a judgment standpoint. So, but, you know, for many others, some of them don't want to be intubated and put on a ventilator. Some, you know, don't want to be fed. Some people want to be let go. You know, and many times if medical doctors don't have an advance directive and we see you out in the field and you are, about to die and we have to intubate you and put in a breathing tube, and many paramedics will thank God to save your life, you know, and then when we come to find out you didn't want that, we will then remove the tube and allow you to die peacefully. But unless we know what your wishes are, we are going to do full court press to save you. That's what we do in this amazing country. And I'm really proud of that. Well, unfortunately, there's a lot of room for error, and by that meaning advance directives are documents, all right? It's a legal document that's supposed to kind of provide guidance of what type of treatment you may want to have, you know? And you could designate a surrogate, you know, say, okay, well, if anything happens to me, like, for example, Manny, okay, if anything happens to me, I, even though I have my husband, and I would probably have Manny make the decision, you know? And, you know, Manny would be probably like, well, you know what, I really don't want to hear Dahlia on air anymore. I'm fine with pulling the plug. And that's okay, because I trust Manny. I really do. So let's say I make Manny my surrogate, all right? If my advance directive has a list of people who to talk to, the doctors have to talk to them before they make any decision about pulling the tube or, and we don't pull the plug, okay? That just doesn't happen. We don't pull the plug. But in terms of ceasing continuing care of, to keep me alive if, let's say, I'm brain dead. And, you know, for some, for me, I'm like, you know, well, look, you know, I'm hoping I wake up in a week or two. But, you know, what if we're going on, you know, 4 or 5 weeks, you know, am I even going to recover? And so, you know, depending on what happened to me and depending on what I could be undergoing, and it's a very sad thing to talk about. Nobody wants to talk about that. You know, I'll still do my radio show. We'll hook it up. We'll hook up to my brain activity. There'll be a lot of Michael Fassbender, you know, sexy, unfortunately discussed on the show, because that's what usually is on my mind, but you know, I'll still try to entertain you guys no matter what happens. But it's sometimes when an advance directive doesn't have clear breakdown, and many of them don't, there's still a lot of room for there to be not exactly your wishes coming through. So there's something else called POST, Physician Orders for Life-Sustaining Treatment Paradigm Form. And this is a portable medical order that gives specific medical orders or medical treatments that the patient would want, let's say, today or tomorrow. And it's based on their diagnosis, prognosis, goals of care. And usually we use these for people with a serious illness or they're frail or near the end of life. And so it's not supposed to replace an advance directive. It's supposed to complement it. So your advance directive, you could do decades from when you need to. So you do your advance directive, say, look, you know, if I ever become brain dead or if I ever become incompetent, I don't want this done, this done, this done, all right? A POST actually gives medical orders. And so you also, you know, could have a surrogate also identified in an advance directive to help complete this POST form on behalf of you. So let's say you look at me and you're like, you know, she looks like she's in pain, all right? Even though she has an advance, her advance directive to not do anything, she looks like she's in pain. Give her something for the pain. You see what I mean? So it's those kinds of things that can be done. And so because this POST is a medical order, it tells emergency health professionals what to do during a crisis when you can't speak for yourself. Yet an advance directive is a legal document that tells who the patient wants making medical treatment decisions, when they can't decide, and who can help create the plan. So they're a little different, and the POST may supersede the advance directive at any time. It's a fascinating sort of form that's newer now, and it's something that we are going to be suggesting to people who are seriously ill or frail, for whom maybe a healthcare professional may have to be making these types of decisions within a year. All right? And because these are orders already filled out, the advance directive can have a surrogate, somebody speaking for you, but that person can fill this paradigm out. And these specific medical orders, they're like very easy to find. We have a copy in the medical record. Your state will have this in registry. It's easier to find, and sometimes it's even on your person. You can even have one of these pulse forms, you know, folded up in your wallet. Whereas an advance directive is a lot more, you know, a lot of times people don't even know where their advance directive is. And so honestly, when it comes to these documents, all adults should have an advance directive. People who are seriously ill or frail towards end of life should have a pulse paradigm form, they call it. There's no age restriction. You can even do this on kids, except in Colorado, they don't use these forms for a minor. And you don't necessarily have to have your advance directive already to go. You could do one of these pulse forms in the meantime, because again, they're medical orders. So these are something that are more, shall we say, acute. They're more around the vicinity of when you need them. And, you know, many patients are able to have the discussions on what they want, but then if not, again, hopefully there's somebody that, you know, can speak on your behalf. So, I know it's kind of depressing. Nobody likes to talk about that. I urge you to kind of check with your state, you know, what are these transportable physician orders that you could, work with your doctor to have ready to go. But a lot of us are not thinking about what to do if, you know, God forbid, things, you know, change and happen to us. And, you know, we may all think, okay, I want full court press. I don't want, you know, anybody pulling the plug, quote unquote. You do need to kind of think about this and very objectively, because who's going to pay for it? You know, do you want your family having medical bills? If it's your time to go, you know, for every day you're in the hospital when, it's already been ruled that you're not going to recover. And again, I know that's a hard thing to digest. When I was a medical student, I would sit there next to the patient and pray, saying, wake up, wake up, wake up, and pray. And, you know, and I never saw anybody assumed to be brain dead wake up. I haven't. And it's something that we all think will happen. We've seen it in the movies. But, you know, when doctors declare you brain dead or declare that nothing else could be done, they're usually right about it. Right? Because they're not going to want to be wrong. Nobody's going to want to be wrong. So they go through painstaking tasks as well as second opinions to make sure that they know that there's no chance of recovery. And they don't make that decision within 5 minutes of you undergoing your issue. I mean, days will go by. I mean, they will allow, God to work his magic if he so wishes. But, these are things that, you need to think about rather than saying, look, just, keep me at your, be by my bedside for months on end, hoping I wake up. 1-877 Dr. Ellie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Pamela writes, you're discussing school and kids finding the sciences interesting. My kid hates school. He's in high school now and still can't stand it. He gets C's and no doubt will avoid college like the plague. How does one make school more interesting? And she wants to know how, you know, what's going to happen if her kid doesn't want to go to college and job opportunities, etc. You know, okay, here's the thing. When I went to school, there were no choices. I mean, this is just something you had to do. Daddy had to work, okay? Mommy sometimes worked, mommy sometimes didn't, okay? Depending on if she could find a job or not. And I had to go to school. That was my job. And when I was a kid, it wasn't, oh, am I going to, you know, find it interesting? Is it going to be to my liking? Do I feel like going to school today? I had a job to do. And if I didn't do my job, there would be serious consequences by means of Mr. Belt. So I went to school, whether I liked it or not. If I had to read a Shakespearean play, or if I had to read Beowulf, or if I had to, I don't know, calculate the Pythagorean theorem or whatever the heck I had to do, I did it without complaining to my parents. I might have complained to my friends. I might have complained to the teachers going, oh my gosh, this is so boring. But I did it because I had to. Now, I'm not saying all kids are going to be as motivated as me, but when I tell myself that's just the way it has to be, I can't go to bed without working out. Hey, I can't go to bed without brushing my teeth. I can't, you know, go to bed until I finish the next chapter of my book. When I give myself not goals, but mandates, I do them. And so this idea that kids have to find school interesting is a fallacy. They really don't. Now, a good teacher will make it interesting. Something interesting is easier to absorb. But students and kids have to realize how to live through boredom. You're going to have a job where you have to do a monotonous task. And if you don't do that monotonous task, you lose your job, and then you can't feed your family. Okay, so if you want to feed your family, if you want to survive, then you're going to have to do that monotonous task. Do you think cavemen really wanted to take on a big, nasty tiger that was going to kill them? But if they wanted to eat that tiger, they had to do it? Life is all about doing things you don't want to do. Right? Some of us are going to have to go to the in-laws for the holidays. That's just what you have to do. Right? You know, and kids have to learn early on that that's what life is about. I have the same conversation with my kids, too. You know, well, gosh, you know, man, life's going to suck. No, it's not going to suck. Okay? The sun's going to come up. You're going to smell flowers. You're going to see grass grow. You're going to fall in love. But, you know, also with that is you're going to have your heart broken. You're going to lose a loved one. You're going to, you know, have an accident, God forbid, or a medical condition. That's what life is. And how we should be approaching our children is, you know, how to prepare them for when the poop hits the fan. Things are going to suck. Now, how our parents trained us is they told us about, you know, how their grandparents suffered through this and suffered through the Holocaust and suffered through the Depression and suffered through, you know, yada, yada, yada. So when we realized, oh, wait a second, you know, that would have stunk to be in a concentration camp. You want to know what? My physics test is fine. I'll get through physics without a problem. We don't do that these days with these kids. Because many of us didn't have to suffer like our parents or grandparents had to. You know, and kids tune that out. You know, if you tell them about what life was like during Vietnam War or during, you know, Korean War or whatever, you know, kids tune it out. They don't, you know, realize that. And you know, so should we make kids go through some sort of a boot camp? Now, should kids realize, wait a second, I have it good? Because I had to go through this. You know, I think there's a lot of parenting techniques that we need to revamp and do now in this new digital social media entitlement age that these kids have. I mean, you know, these kids, they don't have to work to find a fact in an encyclopedia. I mean, I had to go all the way to the library. I had to look up in the table of contents, or I had to use the Dewey Decimal System to find out where to go. Then I had to find the book. Then I had to look through the page. And then I had to look. Okay, I don't have to work anymore for anything. All I have to do is tell Siri to look something up. Or all I have to do is Google type something. And I have it at my fingertips. If I don't want to cook dinner, I don't have to. I could buy fast food. Or I could buy ready-made food at a grocery store. All right, this is what the kids see. That the whole world caters to them. If they don't want to wait for a letter, they don't have to. They could get an email or a text. And then their life starts to crumble. Why? Because there's a fascist regime, or because, you know, they're, you know, suffering during wartime? No. Their life crumbles because their battery goes out on their iPhone. And they feel cut off from the world and woe is me. How do we prepare our kids for real life? You know, we look at this opioid addiction. Did we ever stop to think that the reason why people are taking opioids is to feel better, to treat depression? Maybe this pain isn't real pain for some. For others, it is. We have people in real pain, and that's why they're on these medications. Not that the medications cure the pain, but they help them manage it. But did we ever wonder if maybe a lot of these kids, these young people starting on with narcotics and heroin and all that, is because they're treating an underlying sadness or melancholy or boredom? Maybe they're bored. When do we, you know, take all the politically correct stuff aside and, you know, tell them, look, you need to get your poop together. Things are going to be tough. Bad things are going to happen. Quit being a weenie. And I want you to work for something. Now, if we look at just, okay, your kids don't find school interesting, so they're getting C's. How do you make it more interesting for them? Well, okay, then find something outside school that interests them. Let's say they love football. Love football. All right? Then you and the coach sit down with the kid and say, look, okay, if you want to stay on the team and if you want to, you know, do well with football and you know, make it to this school to play football, let's say you want to be recruited by the school, all right, you need to have this grade point average. Whether you like math or science or history or not is irrelevant. You need to get good grades. So you figure out how to get those good grades, either by studying or getting a study group or using Cliff Notes or Spark Notes or whatever the heck they use now. But find something that does excite them and show them that school is a means to that. Let's say a kid really wants to get one of those new Toyotas or whatever. All right, and your kid's in high school and he wants to get a car. Right? And he wants to have a pretty decent car, you know, when he could afford to. Well, tell him, look, you need to get good grades to get scholarships so you can use that scholarship money for school and your transportation. And, you know, and so you have to find something that motivates them. And I don't care how superficial it is. I don't care if it's a car. I don't care if it's a nice house. I don't even care if it's a girl. Those aren't the best sort of motivating factors. But you need to find what gets their fire. And eventually, these kids will realize they're going to have to do well in school. And school is a means to an end. So, yeah, good luck with that. Keep us posted. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.